Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. Another rally to affirm the Quad Cities as a welcoming and diverse community will be held this weekend in Rock Island. It's organized by the same group behind a no-hate rally that was attended by hundreds of local residents last week, following the violent protests in Charlottesville, Virginia, earlier this month. Bob Babcock from the group One Human Family, QCA, is expecting at least 1,000 people to attend.
We deliberately made it easier for folks that could not attend last week. I mean, this is a different kind of rally. That was more of an action with people standing on Harrison Street and Brady Street holding signs. This is going to be a rally with speakers talking about the different issues. It'll be a nice welcoming rally.
The rally will be held at 4 p.m. Sunday at Schwebert Riverfront Park in Rock Island. There'll be at least one Republican opponent for Sherry Bustos next year in Illinois' 17th Congressional District. This week, Galesburg businessman Mark Klein announced his candidacy. Klein says he started in 1994 with one John Deere dealership and 10 employees. When he sold the business 20 years later, 150 people worked at six dealerships in western Illinois. He also started a real estate development company focused on building homes and bringing businesses to the region, and a family foundation that supports health care, education, and other community needs.
You know, I've been an innovator, I've been a job creator, and I continue to work every day to revitalize our community and our area. Running for Congress is a way for me to take that service and that leadership to the next level.
Klein has never held any political office, and he believes his status as a political outsider and his independence from both parties is what we need to move America forward. He plans a more formal announcement tour of the 17th District next month. The next step in an effort to plan the future of Mercer County will be taken this weekend. The group called Mercer County Better Together will hold an open house on Sunday at the fairgrounds in Aledo. Project coordinator Kyle McEwen says the group has spent the past 6 months meeting with local residents in all 11 communities in the county, finding out why they live in Mercer County and their suggestions for the future.
We have a set of action statements for each community. We have a set of county-wide action statements. We want the public to provide input on those before they become finalized.
Input from the open house will help Mercer County Better Together decide what to do next. The Discover Mercer County open house will be held Sunday from 2 to 5 p.m. A Moline man is spending thousands of dollars to check a major item off his bucket list, that's swimming across the English Channel. Craig Fredrickson is the head swim coach at Moline High School and works full-time for John Deere. He says the cost of membership in the Channel Swimming and Piloting Federation, boat security, flights, and hotels, probably adds up to about $20,000. But he says the 21-mile challenge is an investment in his personal development and professional career.
I mean, it's not a master's degree or another formal certification, but nonetheless, it's an enormous commitment, project management, problem-solving project that I think, you know, I'll be able to leverage lessons learned throughout the rest of my career and coaching work and I guess just life experiences. I think it's an all-encompassing bucket list item that I'll never forget.
Fredrickson is flying to England today and says the earliest he can swim the English Channel will be on Tuesday. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.